some new revelation about the Rambam, you know, not, you know, holding that thing. That's the way I've always understood it. You can check the Mishnah, yes.
No, but it seems like a strange thing. It seems like he's,
So we left off with this, we were doing the top tosis on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis and Shabbos, Big Gil Turi, the Alma, and it got us into, we did the two pshatim, and it got us into this discussion of Notrikon, a little bit. And based upon the machlokas by Notrikon, Tosfos lodged the question on the Ish Mefarshim, which we'll get into the specifics a little bit later, hopefully, but in the meantime, let's digress and consider this machlokas by Notrikon, and maybe once we have a better grasp on that, we'll be able to come back to our Tosfos and try to see how the two different ways of learning this Gemara are. But let's forget about our Tosfos and let's just consider Notrikon. So you have the case is a, yeah, it's a Mishnah. It's part of the Mishnah on the Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. So Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, the last two lines in the bottom of the Mishnah. It says Kosav Os Achas Notrikon. So Notrikon just means abbreviations, Rashi Tevos. Okay. So if you write one letter, Notrikon. Reb Yudim Seir Mechayev Acham Pochen. So Rashi. She'asa simin nekuda aleha lomar she'lahavin bateva shlema kasva. So it means you have to make a little dash on top, right? Because if you write a letter, let's say kuf, it's for carbon. That's Rambam's example. If you write kuf, no one's going to think carbon. But if you write kuf with a little dash. A dash isn't a letter; it's just a dash or a dot or whatever it is, a dot. So you put a dot on top of kuf; it means carbon. So that's what it's talking about. Or, you know, hey, with a dot on it means chamesh, you know, chamisha, whatever. So it means you're writing one letter with some sort of a mark, which denotes that this letter is representative of an entire word. Yeah, it could be Rashi knows, because how does Rashi know that you have to put a dash? Maybe it's just kavana. But it could be, it's like a ksav, like this is near kavana. I mean, if there's no objectification to it, I mean, if it doesn't convey, I mean, it's just a hey, like any other hey. It's hard to argue that in terms of malacha, like you've written chamisha, you know, you just wrote hey. I mean, maybe by context. Maybe you could argue that by context would be enough. And I don't know. Maybe maybe someone said that. I don't know if Rashi is necessarily excluding that, but it would seem hard to argue that without something, you know. Okay, so that's the case. So you make let's say a kuf with a dash on it. So Rav Shulman Sarah says Yechayev, the Chum say Yepater. Okay. So that's the machlokas. I mean, that's basically it. The Gemara doesn't really explain the machlokas. But the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos explains it a little bit. I don't know, did anyone didn't see anything anyone else explains it? I don't think anyone else explains it. But I guess maybe one of them did. Okay. Okay, so the Rambam says like this in the Pirush Mishnayos. He says, V'notrikon hu sheyachtov os achas. So you write one word with one letter, which is the from the beginning of a word, and from that letter you could understand the entire word. You put a dot on it, and it means carbon. And this is understood by the people who are in that town or in that Medina. Right? There's no way without some preconceived idea anyone's going to know what it means that. It's because that's what people understand. Reminds me of like those old Minchas Chinachs. I don't know if you've ever seen those. It's like they have Nekudos, like Rashi Tevos. Like, it like packs like whatever are like the last four words on a line, it will make like a Rashi Tevos. Right. You know? Be like, Shin Aleph Aleph means Shehakoser Shtei Osios Eino. It's like these like wacky like you know like just did maybe it was years ago so maybe I just wasn't as good at it then but I just remember it being like exceptionally difficult to figure out what these Rosh Hashanahs were you know just remember at least that's a, since the new ones I haven't used those in a while but as a so I was saying Notrikon doesn't work if there's no Menagamakom. The reason why you could write Kuf Yod Lamed, and it means Kaimalan, everyone knows that, it's because everyone knows that's what Kaimalan means, and they do it all the time. And if it was, it didn't exist in Gemara, no one would ever know that's what you're referring to. They sit there forever. And that's why it's when you're first learning how to learn how to read a Gemara, you have difficulties with Rashi Tevos because you have no clue. And it doesn't work. It doesn't mean Kaim alone. It says Kiel. How am I supposed to know what that means? So you need that book, or, you know, if there are a lot of choices, then you have problems. But as you start getting used to Minhag HaMakom, so then it becomes clear. Everyone knows what it means, you know. Like CD. Like a CD. Everyone knows CD is a compact disc. That's, you know. But if you go to some other country, they don't call it CDs. If you see CD, they wouldn't even know what you're talking about. So it's all based upon Minhag HaMakom. And that's how it works. But when you write words, it doesn't work that way. You write a word, cat means cat. You don't have to know Minhag HaMakom. I mean, you have to know the language, but you don't have to know Minhag HaMakom. Okay. So I imagine foreigners have a very hard time with Rosh Tevos. You know? I mean, that's what we do when we learn how to read a Gemara. But imagine things like that throw people, you know? It's like slang. Slang is also a problem. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Rabbi Shuv Meseir Omer. So that's the case. So Rabbi Shuv Meseir says, Kivon Shemuvan Mimena Kol Hamila, since it's understood from this kuf, the entire word karban, Harehu Ki'ilu Kosav Osil Sarbe. It's as if you wrote many letters. And presumably the Chum say no. Doesn't work. So the question is, if you write Kof dash, is it as if you wrote Karbon? We say no. You didn't write Karbon. And we don't go by as if you did. Doesn't work that way. Okay, so the facts are very simple. Okay, you definitely need to write a word. In theory, you can't just write one letter. One letter is definitely not Kosev. The one is definitely not Kosev, and you wrote one letter. I mean, that's what I'm saying, is that according to Rabbi Shuv Meseir, he says, it must be, that says, if you wrote many letters. Because one letter isn't Kosev. It's the same, but it says, if you wrote many letters. Or you say, no, look, it's one letter, you can't say it says, if you wrote many letters. Because what does that mean? Sounds magical. What do you mean it says, if you wrote many letters? But you didn't. So how do you get around the shear of two? Because it says, if you did, but you didn't. Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. That, see, like this idea of that words or language or kosev is a method, like you could argue the productivity of kosev is that you're conveying certain ideas through ksav. Right? I mean, that's on a basic level. That's the productivity of kosev. You're using letters and ink or whatever it is to convey an idea. Or whatever idea, a sound, an idea, whatever it is. Okay? That's what ksav is. That's the way kosev works. But is the, like, is it pshat that really kosev is creating ksav? It's creating the entity of ksav. And the function of that is that it conveys. It's really you're creating a ksav, who's in the function, and the reason why it's productive is because it conveys. Like, conveyance is like a property of the ksav. I mean, but the malacha is to create ksav. Okay? And the reason why it's significant and important is because it conveys. Or do you say that the malacha is, it's like a certain type of conveyance? It's not really creating ksav. It's to convey through ksav. You know, like the malacha is conveying an idea through letters. Okay, but it's not creating, the first way was it's creating ksav, and what makes the ksav significant is that it functions to convey. The other way is the malacha is not creating ksav. The malacha is to convey, create a conveyance, which is composed of ksav. But the essence of the thing is the real malacha is the creating of the conveyance. Like I can create a conveyance through speech or I can create a conveyance through ksav. But it's a certain type of conveyance. But the creation is really the conveyance itself. Or the other way is the creation is the ksav. But what's the significance of the ksav is that it has the function of conveyance. Okay, like what is the chafza itself? Is the chafza ksav and the conveyance is just what makes it significant? Or is the chafza the conveyance itself? Is that it's a certain type of conveyance, which is the malacha. Okay, so what's the difference? See, the difference is like this. It's like, what's the shear going to be in? Okay? What's the shear going to be in? See, if you say the malacha is to create a ksav, and the ksav gains chashivos through the function of conveyance, but the entity, the malacha is creating ksav, then the shear of shtei osios is going to be a shear on the ksav. Okay, because the shear is in the guf of the malacha, which is creating ksav. And it's true the ksav is chashav because it conveys, but the shear is a shear on the ksav. But if you say the malacha is to create a conveyance through ksav, but the malacha is really the creating of the conveyance, so then the shear is going to be a shear in the conveyance. There has to be a certain type of a conveyance of a word, or a conveyance of two letters, a certain type of the conveyance is what the chashivas is going to have to lie in. Not in the ksav per se, but it's going to be in the conveyance. What are you conveying? Are you conveying something significant, or are you not conveying something significant? Okay, so my point is like this. Let me be a little more specific now. Is that when you write kuf, so the kuf dash, so in ksav you have one letter, but in conveyance you have karbon. You've conveyed the exact same thing as when I write out the word karbon. But in conveyance it is no less. And that's why the Gemara's use it. Gemara's write Rosh HaTevel, so everyone writes it. Because in conveyance, you've conveyed exactly the same conveyance through ksav. You could do the short form or the long form, but the conveyance, you're conveying the exact same thing. But in ksav, if you'll ask me, in the chafsa shel ksav, I have one letter, and the other one I have four letters. In the chafsa shel ksav, I don't have a word. Because in the chafsa shel ksav, I have a letter. But in the letter written with a dash is a chafta shel ksav of a letter which has the conveyance of a word. So if you say that the essence of the malacha is creating ksav, which has a function of conveyance, but the malacha is the creating the chafta shel ksav, so then the shear of shtei osios, or of a word, is going to be a shear in the chafta shel ksav. So Adochikon is not going to work. Because no chikon isn't in the chafta shel ksav itself. No chikon is just what's conveyed because of what people know. But the chafta shel ksav is really just the chafta shel ksav of a kof and a dash. So what kind of, that's not too, that's a lack nashir. But if you say that the Rabbi Shulman says chiddush, and this is a chiddush, that the malacha is to create a conveyance using the vehicle of ksiva, using the vehicle of letters or words, but it's to create a conveyance, so then when you say there's a shear of two, it means it has to be a certain chash of conveyance, the conveyance of a word. Oh, but when I write kuf with a dash, that is the conveyance of a word. It has the shear. It's as if, that's what the Rambam says. It says if you wrote the whole word. It doesn't mean as if you actually wrote the text, the letters, because you can't pretend you didn't write the letters. But it means since the whole malacha is the conveyance, so the shear is a shear of the conveyance, that you're conveying an entire word. And basically I did convey the entire word, so it's as if I wrote it out. What's the difference? There's absolutely no difference whether I wrote it or not. Because either way, I've conveyed a significant idea. I've conveyed karbon. The point is the malacha, it's a chiddush to say that the malacha is to create a conveyance. That's the chafta, to create a type of a conveyance. It's not like a structure. In general, malacha is like a structure. There's a tzura to the thing. There's a concrete form to the thing. So to say an entity of ksav, yeah, conveyances are nice, that's a function, but halachically we hold that there's a tzura to create a ksav, to create letters, to create a word. But according to Rabbi Shimon Maseri, he's saying is that the chavta itself is the chavta shel conveyance. It's like a different type of an entity. And the shior could be totally in the reality, the abstract reality of the conveyance, which has no, so to speak, it's not on the paper itself. It's in the chafta shel conveyance. That's a chiddush. It's a shidichidi in that regard. So it's a chiddush. It's conceptually, it's nice, but it's a chiddush that say halacha would do that. Like you could see why he's saying it. It's nice. That's the concept behind kosev. But you could also see that halacha wouldn't do that. Halacha is more grounded, so to speak. So with this in mind, now we're ready for our Tosfos. Okay, now we're ready for our Tosfos. So our Tosfos was talking about, again, if you're trying to write A'az Reka, Aleph Aleph Zayin Resh Kaf Sofis, and you write Aleph Aleph, okay, and you write Aleph Aleph. So the question is, what does Aleph Aleph mean? So we said the first way to learn Rashi, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Chanan, is Aleph Aleph. They wrote in these amulets Aleph Aleph, and it doesn't actually mean anything. It doesn't spell anything, but it was a minhag. They used to write that. So the machlokes Rav Shimon Lacham, whether he'd be chayav for that. So we said, because it's a structure of a word. In other words, words are, it's not just two random letters. If you write just two random letters, then there's no serif between the two. You're just writing two letters. But if there's an objectified minog that they write aleph aleph, so you're creating a structure of multiple letters. It's a structure of a word. And according to Rav Shimon, that's what a word is. A word is a structure of multiple letters, which is miskayim. So aleph aleph is a word. Whereas the Chachamim hold, no, that a word is not just a structure of letters, but it's a certain type of a function of reading. Since a function has a function of readability, that it's letters combined to create a readable word, so Aleph Aleph, it's true that it may be a minhag to write that, but it doesn't spell anything. It doesn't spell anything, that's not a word. And since you were trying to write Azreka, which is a word, in order to be a miktsas, so it has to also be a word. And Aleph Aleph isn't a word. Okay. The Yesh Mefarshim, which the Ritva goes with, Yesh Mefarshim holds that Aleph Aleph stands for Amen Amen. Okay, Amen Amen. So we said, Amen Amen. See, we said he doesn't buy saying Aleph Aleph, which has no function whatsoever. Because he holds that the productivity in Ksiva is conveying something. So Aleph Aleph, like they have an amulet, simply has zero conveyance. So even if you want to say that it's a structure, that Ksav is a structural entity, if it doesn't convey anything, so then it can't be, you can't say, if it doesn't convey anything, that's the Malacha. It has to convey something. So he says, rather, it means Amen Amen. So Aleph Aleph stands for Amen Amen, so it conveys Amen Amen. So it's a structure of a word, but it conveys, even though you don't read anything, but it has the function of the conveyance of Amen Amen. So therefore it's good. Whereas other Shita held know that it's actually like a functional entity. So it has to be like a read. The letters themselves have to read to spell a word. And it won't work Aleph Aleph. So again, but this side is saying that all you need really is a structural entity, which means a grouping of letters. But that grouping of letters has to have a function of conveyance associated with it. So it does, because Aleph Aleph is Amen Amen. Fine. So Tosas asks, he says, yeah, but hold on a second. Who are we holding like? Is this, if you say this is going like a Rishu of Masera, so then you don't need two letters, it should be enough just to have Aleph. Right? Aleph of Azraka, because Aleph means Amen. What do you need Aleph Aleph? The implication is, from this Gemara, that it's only because you have Aleph Aleph. But if you're going with Notrikon, then Notrikon doesn't even need two letters, Notrikon's enough with one letter. So Elamai, you'll say, we're not going with Notrikon. Also, we're not going no trikon, so then it doesn't matter if you have aleph aleph, it's still not a word. What kind of word is that? Aleph aleph is you don't hold by no trikon. If you don't hold by no trikon, you don't hold by no trikon. So now basically you just have an aleph aleph. So then that's true. I'll say aleph aleph are letters, yeah, but you're writing a word and you need it to be a word. So it's the manushak. If you hold by no trikon, so then even one letter should be enough. And if you don't hold by no trikon, then even two letters isn't going to be a word. So therefore, he says, you don't gain anything by saying Aleph Aleph stands for Amen Amen. And therefore, they go with saying Aleph Aleph is just a structural thing, and it doesn't really stand for anything. So the question is, could we answer up for the Yesh Mefarshim, Tosas Kasha? So the Kasha is, how can you say Aleph Aleph is Amen Amen, and it's considered a word because Amen Amen? If you tell me you use Notrikon, then even Aleph would be a word. And if you'll tell me you don't use Notrikon, so then Aleph Aleph is not as garbage, it's nothing. We don't hold by Notrikon. Okay. So maybe the end thing is like this. Is, let's just take it slow. See, when you say, start simple. When we say the side which doesn't hold by Notrikon, we don't hold by Notrikon. So does that mean, see, two things you could hold by that. So you could say, why don't you hold by Notrikon? Because you simply don't hold, like in Ksav, you don't say that the Minhag HaMakom could enter into the play in Halacha. Like, in other words, Ksav, Kosev works through what you're writing. And that's the way in which you convey. But the fact that people have an agreement upon them and they know what you mean when you write a kof is doesn't register halachically. The kosev has to work through objectified realia, and it doesn't work through the fact that people know. You know what I mean? It doesn't. They reject. You just hold that. So that's why we don't hold by it. That's one way to say it. Simply, if you don't hold by no chikon, it means halacha doesn't recognize no chikon. Okay, kosev doesn't recognize no chikon. But you could argue, and this is the way we were saying, is that that's not the problem. The problem isn't that you don't recognize menachem makom. No, you recognize menachem makom. But the problem is that ksav is creating a chafza shel ksav, which has a function of conveyance, but essentially it's a chafza shel ksav. And since it's a chafza shel ksav, the shir has to be in a chafza shel ksav. So you need two letters. So the fact that people have menachem makom is very nice, and we realize and we recognize that. The problem is, though, is that there's no chafza shel ksav. It can't replace. It can't say like the Rambam's kiilu kasav kalamila, because it's not kiilu kasav kalamila. You need a chafza shel ksav. But it's not that we reject the fact that there's a minhag makom and that people understand karbon. They do understand it, but there's no shir. You still don't have a shir in the chafza shel ksav. Okay. So I want to say that the Yesh Mefarshim are holding this latter possibility. That is not, again, it's not pshat that we don't recognize Menachem Makom. Halacha doesn't recognize Menachem Makom. Of course it does. Or it does. But the problem is that you can't replace Menachem Makom for a Chafta Shel Ksav. Because a Chafta Shel Ksav is the Malacha, and you need a shear in the Malacha itself. Okay. Fine. So now, in our case, we're dealing with Azraka. You're trying to write Azraka. Now this Shita, the Svara which we have for this Shita holds, that really, essentially, Ksav is not a reading phenomenon. Essentially, Ksav is a structure. It's multiple letters. It's a grouping of multiple letters. And therefore, Aleph, I'm sorry, a word. It's not an Ksav. A word, the question was, what's a word? It's a word like a readable entity, or a word is really just a structure of multiple letters. So this sheet that Rav Shimon is holding, that a word is a structure of multiple letters. And therefore, Aleph really is a word. The only problem is that since we're dealing with Kosev and there's productivity, the productivity of a word is the conveyance, is a certain type of a conveyance. So Aleph, what the Yesh Mefarshim doesn't like about Tosfos, is Aleph, the magic Aleph, simply, it's true, it's a structure of a word, but it lacks any conveyance. So you need conveyance to be machshev, to make it into a malacha. But here, Aleph is a structure of a word, and it has a conveyance of Amen Amen. So we're not using no trikon to create the chafza shel ksav, or to create the shir. You have the shir. You have the structure of a word. Aleph. Even without no trikon, you have the structure of a word. The only problem is you need a function. You need a function of conveyance, because that's all productivity. So for that, you could use no chikon. There's no problem with no chikon doing that. The problem is that you can't have no chikon create a chafza shel ksav, create a word, create a shir. You need a chafza shel ksav to create the shir. But once you have the chafza shel ksav, aleph, you have the entity, you just need function. So of course, no chikon is a function. See, Tosfos doesn't like. Apparently, Tosfos holds that if you don't hold by no chikon, we don't hold by no chikon, we reject the idea of menachem makom. We hold that you can't, menachem makom can't be a factor in, like the first way I was saying, that menachem makom can't be a factor in malacha. The malacha, you have to go by the chafza itself. It's not just that the malacha is ksav, and it just and therefore you can't use no chikon to replace the ksav. But we don't hold by no chikon. We reject no chikon. Right? So since we don't hold by no chikon, so therefore, you can never use no chikon. No chikon isn't recognized by halacha because it's based upon an amorphous minhag hamakom. And kosev has to be objectified. It can't be talui in the das and the minds of what people happen to agree and may not agree tomorrow or whatever. That's not registered in ksav. Ksav is objective. So therefore, it's not going to matter whether you're within this svara, whether you're writing just stam, the word kof, or you're writing aleph, and now you just need the function. But there is no function. Amen, amen. If you don't hold by no chikon, it means you don't recognize that as a function. function of Nochikon is not a recognized function. The function has to be something which is objective. It can't be Taloi in the Minagamakon. So it's not going to help you. You don't hold by Nochikon, you don't hold by Nochikon. As it is, whether it doesn't matter how many letters you can write. If you don't hold by Nochikon, you don't hold by Nochikon. So it wouldn't help. It's important, because I think without the Svara we had for the Shita, I don't think we would have been able to get it. Because if you don't hold it, if you held the Svara, the Shita holds, like that you need a word, you need Amen Amen, like you actually need the words, so then, and Aleph isn't a word, so then how's Aleph, then they have to be using Nochikon. But I'm saying, since we said that this Shita holds, a word is really just a structural entity, and therefore Aleph is a word, it just lacks a super-added function, so Nochikon will fill it in, fine, no problem. I mean, I'm not sure what the other way you would have learned, but I'm saying it follows nicely. And I'm saying, even Tosus doesn't, so you could say, well, Tosus apparently doesn't hold by Rasfar. And I'm saying, no, Tosus knows that also. But Tosus just holds that if you don't hold by Nochikon, you don't hold by Nochikon. Okay, so the next thing is basically is Lememra. We're on the fourth wide line, Lememra, the Rishim, and the Chumra. Because the Gemara, this is what the Gemara thought that Rav Shimon held, this Aleph of Azraka, but it turns out the Gemara is going to reject it and say it doesn't work out. Rav Shimon really held something else. And so the question is, why did it change? How did it change? So you have to do this next Gemara. So it doesn't go that far. You got to basically do up until Rav Yossi, a few lines, and there's two Tosas in here. Hama'abed and Tertzachi. And you gotta get a little bit into these facts. Okay, this should take us for a little bit. Okay, so hopefully we'll continue tomorrow. Okay.